What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Almost Joking Podcast. I am one half of the Disrespective Collective, Craig Smith, a.k.a. Sincere Life, here with...
It's your boy, Queese, a.k.a. Dash, and today we're here for episode 119. Shout out to everybody in the live chat who tapping in, watching the podcast live on YouTube. If you're not subscribed, get subscribed. That's for all the audio listeners. Everybody that's in the live chat, we already know y'all subscribed. Otherwise, y'all wouldn't be sipping and tripping with your boys. How your day been going, Craig?
Good, man. Good, and I gotta say good because it's, well, for me at least, it's over and done right now. But moving, got that out the way, and everybody know how stressful that is. But yeah, so dealing with that all day, but I'm here now, which is better. And the weekend, oh man, let's not even, you know what? Yeah. Shout out to, I want to give Queese a shout out. And a few people that was, you know how, this is what I was going to say. You can't even, like, post something sometimes, like, because I get it when you're going through something and you want to post something on social media, and they be like, why people run the social media? I get it now. Because sometimes you just want to vent and throw it out there and get it out, and you don't even need nothing else. You just want it, you want it out of your system. You know, whatever feeling. Whatever feeling you got in your head, right?
No, I got you.
So I was going through some little bit, or I got some bad news rather Friday, but I lost the competition. I was in this comedy competition and I lost, rightfully so or not rightfully so. We ain't here to discuss that right now. But whatever happens, I didn't make it to the next round. I was a little bit down about that, and so I had posted something that said, "Always remember they don't love you." I kind of put it in the notes, first time I ever used Instagram notes. And I'll be honest with you, bro, I didn't even know people could read that. I didn't know that it went out to a thing where people actually see it. Because I only ever see it when I go to my, you know, messenger and I look up. I don't get notifications. So I just wanted it. I get, like, reactions back. And Queese was one of the people like, hey, everything good? Everything was good. I was fine. It wasn't nothing like that. Obviously, I was down, but I'll get over it. It's a loss, right? I was just in more so a space of wanting to say but couldn't really say where people could hear it. Stop giving more of yourself to people and things than they deserve. That was pretty much what that message was. Just stop giving more of yourself to people or things than they actually deserve of you. Because I found myself doing that so much and then expecting it to be reciprocal, only to realize again and again and again that it is not reciprocal.
Hey, so no, you know what it be? Shout out to Harry Mack, that unrequited love. That's what it be, bro. Because what I went through, I think the most hurtful part of that whole thing, it wasn't even like all the little intricacies. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of that. We could talk about that for hours. Yeah. It was the fact that the way you dealt with that was a way in a million years I never would have did to you. Like, that's the part that hurt. Mm-hmm. That's when you realize, like, I love you a completely different way than you ever loved me. Because I couldn't fathom to ever do what you're trying to do. Like, I just couldn't even fathom trying to make you feel that way. And I think that's what it be. It don't be that you're not getting you from them. It's that you're doing something to me I just would never do to you. Yeah. It's that feeling. That's the most hurtful feeling. And then it's like, not only do I feel that way, you're not even sorry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now you don't even care about, like, imagine, making me feel that way.
Now imagine having that feeling towards something that's ideally is not even a person that's meant to give back. This is just in my head feeling like I've been a part of a space that should garner me some type of, you know, get back.
Appreciation. Should be some level of appreciation.
To me, the appreciation wasn't felt.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put it that way.
I totally understand. That's what I'm saying. That's the hurtful part.
Yeah.
It's a level of respect and appreciation. It's like, you don't even have that base level of respect and appreciation for me. That hurts. Like, that hurt. You know what I'm saying? That's not,
and
like...
Yeah, we know. I already said it, but this also not about no one individual person.
No,
we
just, yeah.
But we know.
Yeah,
me
neither. Just
and shout out to everybody in the comments. I see you. Salute to you, Jim. Appreciate that. Hey, appreciate all of y'all, too, on the comedian stuff, man. Thank y'all, for real. Y'all, that do mean a lot. I had a great show Saturday. I headlined a show Saturday, and I definitely needed that. I'm talking about, like, killed it. Crowd was very, like, with me after. it was dope. So yeah, appreciate all of y'all, and it was all good. But that's what I was. That's what all of that was. But yeah, that was pretty much my week or weekend and all of that, man. My bad to take up so much.
Nah, it's all good. But you know who else was taking up the weekend? Neo's girlfriend, Craig. It's a couple things I want to get to. Not only just her initial video that she created, but also her apology. That's what I really want to get to. I want to get to this apology. I want to kind of go through this apology. I was going through this with my boy T the Goat before we started recording, and there was a couple little key points. T the Goat did catch some of the points I want to point out, but I had one point in there that T the Goat kind of like, it kind of went over T the Goat's head until I pointed it out, and T the Goat was like, whoa, I missed that. And I'm like, yeah, bro, that's like the most important part of this whole little apology of hers.
And I ain't gonna lie to you, I didn't even see the apology yet. I heard about the apology, but I didn't even see it yet because it came so quick. Even when she was doing what she was doing, I thought she was tripping. But I just heard she apologized. So, we can get into it.
But this is gonna be good then. It was an altercation that Neo had with his girlfriend. I think it might have been his baby mom's. But I want to say at least his girlfriend. And she was upset. And he was asking her to leave the premises. And she was like, no, I'm not going anywhere. She went on Instagram Live and she berated him, told him crazy accusations about, you know, Sean Combs type of activities. You know what I'm saying? Allegations of doing things in front of his daughter. Like, just wild out stuff. Now, the whole time she's going on this berate of him, the daughter is right in the bed. Neo is doing nothing but sitting there playing. She's at his house. Even on live, he's asking her, can you leave? Yeah. She's like, I ain't going nowhere.
Stressed out, no hat on. Real life living.
Look, a moment I myself have been in numerous times. I'm just chilling. You doing all this extra stuff. There's no win for me. If I get all loud and boy, like, I can't win yelling at you. What do I gain if I sit here and overpower you? I can't put my hands on you. Uh-huh. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit here and try to peacefully just chill out because I don't want to. And you're my woman. I don't want to violate you.
That's the only thing I could do.
I don't think women understand. Like, if I care about you, I don't want to violate you. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to get into no. I don't want to do these things. So the only thing I can do is turn on 2K. And start on my career. That's what I'm trying to do. And she would not let Neo start my career, bro. She was just violating. But then, of course, guess what happened, Craig? The next day, we get a Instagram post. I think she was apologizing.
I think. See, that's what, because I heard she apologized, and you saying that you is stuff in there to point out. So when you say, I think, that let me know that it was something in there, and I'm just gonna throw it out. It may have something to do with accountability, but but what do I know? What do I know?
Craig, Tina Goat, can you pull up the apology? And we're gonna discuss: is this an apology? Is this a sufficient apology?
But or not? When she was doing all of that, when she had video and everything, mm-hmm. I'm assuming nobody felt like he was doing nothing wrong because the stuff she is accusing him of doing, if he's doing that on video right then and there, this would be a way bigger deal than it is.
Bro, he
had been doing that, we'd have heard something. You see how nobody was surprised when we heard these rumors about Diddy? So it's like, this is what makes me doubt the whole story. So when I hear an apology comes out the next day, I'm like, okay, everything makes sense. It's right in the world. No need to even investigate the apology. But let's go into it.
Craig, we're going to let you. As a matter of fact, I'll read the apology. Let me see if my context is bogus right now. Okay. So I'm drinking my bubble tea.
Boba tea. That's disgusting stuff.
That's the one with the seeds, right? Yeah, I don't like that tea.
Oh, my God.
That boba tea. Okay, yes, nasty. Talking to my dad on the phone, self-reflecting, and I'd like to apologize for putting y'all in our business. Emotions were heightened, and I want the best him to show up, but I understand you can't make people feel you. I have good faith in everything will come together. Full moon was out. Cyclone, postpartum, bruh. With frustrations and a lot of underlying issues that we needed to address. Trying to do that with the problems present made heightened emotions. I'm human. I hurt too. And I want the best for everyone. That's all I was fussing for. Nothing more. Some understanding.
Now, this is my problem. Why am I toxic when I stopped you at, I have good faith, blah, 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 my cycle was on. Why do I have to, why am I wrong if I stop you right there and be like, this ain't about you? Don't, if you're going to apologize to me, come to me humble with hat in hand and apologize and leave it at that. Don't give me the excuse to have for you. I might already come to that conclusion. And especially like the cyclone stuff, if I don't get to say it, then you don't get to say it. Because I don't get to ask or suggest that maybe you're acting this way because of that. So how can you use it as an excuse for you then acting that way? So no, you don't get to use that in your apology. Now, if you're going on, I don't care about that, so what, deal with it, that's how I felt because my cycle was on, that's in line. Because you don't care, and you be, so that's in line. You don't get to be like, I'm sorry, blah, 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 it's cool, understand me, my cycle. As soon as you said that, I'm out. It ain't about you. If you thinking about self, no, no excuses, whatever. And that's usually how women apologize, and we just have to, like, deal with it and take it, and we take those as the a woman apology. Like, that's how they apologize, which is cool. It's great, because they still admitting fault or whatever, but it's like, let me give you that excuse. I probably would have. I wouldn't have thought about that. I wouldn't have gave you that.
See how she got him? See how she got him?
I wouldn't have gave her that.
See that whole explanation? Now, Craig, let's pull it back up. Find me anywhere in there where she actually apologized for her actions.
Oh, well, she didn't apologize. You're right, but...
Now, with that being said...
You're right. She didn't actually...
This is
she
a classic...
She did say it. She said, I'd like to apologize for putting y'all in our business.
Pause. Read that sentence again.
I'd like to apologize for putting y'all in our business. Right. She didn't apologize for...
She didn't apologize for nothing. She apologized for letting y'all know about what she did.
Putting it on live.
She didn't apologize for her actions. Her actions was wrong whether or not she was on live or not, to be honest. Your actions was wrong. You don't talk to somebody you claim you
love.
She
also didn't say she was lying.
Exactly. She didn't say any of that. All she said was, I apologize for letting y'all know about it. And then she took more accountability of herself and blamed postpartum. Her emotions was heightened. She went to the emotions. She went to the I felt. She went to the feelings. You cannot debate feelings, bro. She just did something that I've been studying, Craig.
That's what
she gaslit this dude in public, bro. She literally publicly gaslit the dude.
I agree. Tom did just put us. I'd like to apologize. You still didn't apologize.
You didn't apologize. You liked to.
It's like, I'd like to do a lot of things.
Yeah, like, see, men, when we mess up.
I like to quit my job and go to California.
When the baby do something crazy, he got to go on live and be like, I like to apologize to this group of people. I like to apologize to this. I like to apologize for that. When men mess up, we have to specifically apologize for what we're sorry for. When women apologize, they'll literally, that's a gaslight, bro.
I never noticed how easy you can get that off. I'd like to apologize.
No, you can't get that off, bro.
Nah, I'm getting that off.
I'm telling you, bro.
I'd like to apologize for being late today. At work tomorrow, I'd like to apologize for you for liking that girl's picture on Instagram. I don't even know her, but I'd like to apologize.
Trying to tell you, bro.
But I'm taking that one. If I ain't learned nothing from this, what she did, I'm taking that. I'd like to. Oh yeah, I'd like to.
I bet you do like to, but you ain't gonna do it. And the crazy part is, they also like you to act like it didn't happen. They like you to forgive them. They like you to say it's okay.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not saying it's okay, like. But I like the way she gaslit this dude in public. But see what I'm saying, like, Neo can't win. If Neo gets aggressive and start defending himself against her accusations, then you say, man, why you so, you a little angry about that, bro? Is this something I need to know about? And then if she say, like, I'm lying, like, he didn't do anything, nah, it's like, well, why you said it in the first place? You putting something on that man's name that don't need to be put on his name because you was in your feelings. But you couldn't regulate your emotions, and you let your emotions create a potential bigger situation for a man who's probably taking care of your lifestyle. I'ma assume.
Yeah,
I'm assuming you're not working. You're not a lawyer. I mean, I'm just assuming. But
yeah, we are assuming that he's taking care of her lifestyle. But yeah, I'd assume that too. Only because I don't know or hear of her to do nothing else. Like when it was, for example, when it was Dr. Dre's wife. Even though I was still on Dr. Dre's side, but we still knew that his wife was a lawyer. So we were still like, well, his wife a lawyer. So it's like, yeah, she got her own money, or she can get her own money. She doesn't have Dr. Dre money. But she's a lawyer. So.
I think his wife was a woman.
Yeah, and I don't know. A woman my who point being, who I don't know went, his wife. Or
no,
know
I'm just
she
saying,
did.
She a woman who never went into public and tried to turn on the camera to expose Dr. Dre. She's a woman who did it the right way. She went to the courts. She didn't put on a camera and expose him.
Not a camera, no. She didn't do that.
That's
no.
what I'm saying.
No, she didn't. You're right.
I ain't saying she ain't talk her ish, but she ain't put on no camera trying to expose that man. She took him to court, and she got that bag.
Yeah.
Like she's supposed to do. If you gonna hustle him, that's how you supposed to do it.
Yeah.
Exactly, Jim. Sometimes women be thinking they getting away with stuff that you know about, and they think they getting away with it because you don't say nothing to them about it. That's a whole nother story, though. But you know who else get away with stuff if you think they don't know about it? My boy Gilbert Arenas. Gilbert Arenas this week was trying to pull off one of the biggest finesses
in
real. He did pull it off, but we got to tell the story.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Got to tell the story for my boy Gil. So Gil had met a young lady.
That's what I was typing earlier.
Oh, okay. My boy Gil had a young lady propose to her. You know what I'm saying? And gave her a $400,000 engagement ring, one of the most beautiful rings you can buy, right? Shorty loved the ring.
$400,000? Hey, Gilbert did get that walk-off money, though.
Yes.
Gilbert got that baseball money.
He had the bag.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I heard about that. They did it with KG, I think, and some other people in basketball, but I think that was really a baseball move, really. Where you leave or retire, and they still got to pay you for years and years to come on some. You had an $80 million contract, but it's best if we just pay you $5 million, you know, or $300-something million contract, and it's best we just pay you $10 million a year for the next 20 years. You ain't even got to play no more.
Yeah, he had that bag.
Yeah, he got one of them because of the...
Yeah, he had that bag. So this the thing, right? So, you know what I'm saying? He gave her the ring.
He was Gucci Mane.
8 days later, after giving her the ring, they had this big fight. He calls off the engagement. Shorty still got the ring. So Gilbert fixes the relationship and get back with her for 4 months to give him enough time to exchange the real $400,000 ring out with a replica that wasn't $400,000.
Yeah, and I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Okay, so well, let's get to it. Do you think, which we already know the answer to that because he just spoiled the question, do you think Gilbert was in the right for exchanging the ring without her knowing about it? Or do you think he was being very cheap and petty to swap a ring out with her thinking it was still the real ring, knowing that at some point she's going to try to pawn that ring in and be in for one?
I'm about to say this right now. I already think marriage should work on one of these two things. We can have the ceremony and no license, or if you really love me, then you'll take the license and no ceremony. Now, if you can't decide between them and you want both, then you just being greedy. And that's not the way the world works. The world don't get you everything you want, and I'm not finna try to get you everything you want because that's going to be setting a bad precedence for the world, and I would hate to set you up for life like that. That's how much I love you. So...
The way you just flipped that whole...
Now, to answer your question about this move...
You've been thinking about that one, huh?
It's the greatest thing
that's
ever.
That's a Craigism.
Yeah, for real. Now, another thing with this... this is genius, too. Yes, give you the $400,000 because it's kind of in line with that. $400,000 ring, yeah, nice, blah, blah, blah. You get to take it around in this for real. He better than me because I'd have bought the replica up top. The replica. Which one of your friends is diamond testers? Ain't none of your friends going to look at the ring and be like, oh, that's crazy, and just get jealous like it's supposed to do. That's all it's going to do. So, yes, you're getting a replica off top with me, but if you want to be smart or be petty or just be like, I don't trust her anyway or whatever the case, or just in case something happened, I always got this in the back pocket to go, ha, 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 you didn't get me like you thought you got me because he is in the NBA and he need a little personal insurance, I'm all for it. Anybody, not even in the NBA, anybody rich or whatever, I'm all for it. Yeah, get that ring, blah, 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 switch it out with that one. Even if you hold it forever and y'all stay together 20, 30 years and you figure, switch it back now. Whenever the time, if she passed the limit, you can always switch it back. Because if y'all in love and y'all gonna make it, then what do it even matter?
If I swap it out, I'm taking it back.
Hey, I'm just, you I'm do what you do. You, because also, Queese, you can take it back and get that money and then sustain your life, put that in the kids' college fund or whatever you want to do.
If I let her keep the fake one.
Hold on, you know why? Because if the love is real and the marriage real, it's just going to last forever anyway, and you never going to have a problem with the ring. She going to enjoy it the same. And the ring value.
You think women marry you because they love you? That's not why they marry you.
That's they supposed to. And that's who? The best way to
that's
find out.
Not in the modern days, boy. They don't
that's
care
the best
about
way
love.
To find out.
Man, that they throw luck, man. I don't want to get on that. That's a whole other time. But no, like, I feel like I ain't the best judge of character for this particular topic because I've done both. The first time I proposed to somebody, okay, it wasn't fake,
damn,
right?
You proposed to somebody?
Oh, yeah, bro. Oh, my
well,
kids.
Yeah, I don't know why, because you got kids.
My
so
kid's
that
mother.
Makes sense.
I proposed. Anybody? You know who, what? I could tell this story. She wouldn't be mad.
Anybody who have kids, I could believe that they proposed before. That's just as bad.
Shout out to my kid's mother. We good
scary.
Now. We cool. But
proposing is just as scary as having kids to me.
I've told her this. Well, I could say this on the pod. So the ring I gave her, it wasn't fake. Like it was, the ring was like a $800 ring or whatever, right? But I had another ring. Now, this finna sound bogus. I just wasn't sure if this really was, like, the thing. So I bought two separate rings, and then I gave her the $800 ring. It still was a nice ring. And then I had the other ring, like, if we really get to, like, our wedding day, I get her, like, this ring. That was, like, my thought process behind mm-hmm. it, right? And that was my cue to not ever propose.
You was just talking about the wedding day. You just got to make it to the wedding day and you get the real ring.
Yeah.
That's not even bad, man.
Yeah. But it's like, I was my baby mama for a long time. So, like, once I made the decision, like, all right, mm-hmm. you know, we had went through all kind of stuff. So, it was like, all right, I had made the decision to do it. And then we never got to the real ring. So, I end up, of course, taking I need that money, but I need furniture.
Come on, man.
I need to go get the crib right. But I will say this. I also had a situation where I was paying on the ring, like, Some super nice, right? Custom joint. Like, now I'm thinking I'm going to be with this person. Like, I'm going to marry this person. Like, this is my better half. And they go left. And you know what's even worse? Because you're getting it custom and all that, you pretty much lose, like, most of the bread. Because it was custom. You know what I'm saying?
Who else going to need a ring with your
Who
name
else even
on
gonna
it?
Understand yeah. the ring? It's literally, like, who gonna even understand? You're going to understand the ring. So it's like, it's an L. It's basically a fucking L.
Yeah.
And it's like, I kind of understand Gil on both sides. Like, I kind of. So I'm the wrong one to have an opinion because I've done both.
All I'm saying is, when it comes to this, like, love stuff, I don't understand why I can't have logic in my love. If I got to understand the emotions in your love, then you should be able to understand the logic in mine. And like you said, she only had to make it to the wedding day to get the real ring. I didn't even think about this before, but now if I do ever get married, I'm doing this. Like, I'm definitely doing this.
I'm out here making bad. I'm a bad example out here in these streets.
Nah, Gilbert is actually, but nah.
Yeah, Gilbert Ford. Ain't me.
But yeah, maybe 20 years in, or if I have something where you with me and I'm about to get out of here and it's getting scary. Then I might switch the real one out so you could provide for the family in the event of. But if we make it 20 years, then I might switch it. Because, yeah, like, you can get the real one then because at this point, you rock with me for the 20. If you leave,
you gotta
upgrade the
ring again. No, you're supposed to upgrade her again if y'all get 20.
That's the upgrade. You get the real one.
Oh, this dude.
You get terrible. The original ring I proposed with.
You're terrible. Look, I can't even say you're terrible because I'm never getting married now, bro. I've accepted it.
Nah, me neither.
Me, bro. I'm with you, Craig. Like, I'm cool on it. I can't do it, bro.
Nah,
and
I'm
Gilbert
not doing it.
Is like your boy. Gilbert already said earlier this year, he'd rather spend the money up front to support the community than to be out here having to give up half later. That's what my boy Gil said. He said it's cheaper.
All right. Well, to support
it's cheaper to support the community.
I know what you mean.
You know,
he's
a community supporter.
Yeah. Convenience. He supports convenience.
The convenience of the community he's a big supporter of.
Yeah.
And he say, hey, I don't mind giving back. I don't mind, you know what I'm saying, taking food to the underprivileged, you know what I'm saying, putting food in their households. And he cool with that, man. I think Gilbert's a very solid dude. He do a lot for the community.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Gilbert Arenas, man. We need him in the culture, for real.
We do.
Also, what we need in the culture, shout out to Shane. He brought this up earlier, and I almost forgot because when I heard the news, I instantly got excited because y'all know how I feel about Eminem. But apparently, he got a new album coming out, The Death of Slim Shady. He doing it with the trailers. He releasing it in some true crime fashion and all of that, which I think is pretty dope. So if he do this right and he keep, you know, who am I? Anyways, it's Eminem. I'm going to like it anyway. I'm going to find something to like. I found two songs on the that political album he did when he was trying to, when after he dished, I forget the name of it, but it had the flag or something on there. But anyway, that terrible Eminem album, I still found like two songs on that I like. But
oh, yeah, those when I stopped listening.
Yeah, the last one was good, though. Music to be Murdered By was good. But so this next album.
Revival. I think that's what it was.
Oh, Revival. Yeah, Revival was trash. Revival was trash. But the new album coming out, I'm excited. It's called Death of Slim Shady. And yeah, he asked what we think about him coming out with one or what the new thing or how we feel about him dropping a new album. As an Eminem fan, I'm excited. I know it's going to be dope. It's going to be great, especially if he coming with like concepts. So I'm excited for it now that I heard, but I also hate that I've heard because now I got to wait.
Okay, a couple weeks ago, I was telling you, I got an Eminem take that'd be controversial, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the perfect time to have this conversation with the news that he's dropping his album. Now, look, y'all, I'm from Michigan. I love them. Like, M was one of the rappers that motivated me when I was young because he was from Michigan. He was white, but he was dope. He had bars. He had flow. Like, it's still stuff we can go word for word. I know all Eminem bars. Mm-hmm. I think early M up to probably, like, The Eminem Show, Marshall Mathers LP, like all of that stuff up to then, I think like Eminem is one of the greatest rappers of all time. And you really can't debate that. All this stuff up to that point, all the mixtapes, the infinite, you can go get all of that stuff and just listen to it. Even before he switched into Slim Shady, Eminem was one of the best rappers of all time. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't debate that. I don't care nothing about his subject matter. I don't care about none of that. Eminem, one of the best rappers of all time. Now, here's my controversial take. Bro, M ain't been good for a long time. And I don't think none of these albums really been that good. I think we all put Eminem on a scale, myself included. You know what I'm saying? And we really want it to be good because it's Eminem. We know it's dope. We hear the lyrics. We hear all of the extra bars. But, bro, if you listen to early M and the stuff he be doing now, he over-raps all the time, bro. And I don't care how many words you rhyme it, it don't sound as good as that early M stuff.
This is what I'll give you because you kind of right, but I guess it's just different sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. Because you are right. He does over-rap now, but I think that came with us growing up and him, as great as Eminem is, I hate to say this, like, I love my GOATs that
him.
I think,
that's why I
love my GOATs that I think is my GOATs, but yep. I'm also going to be, like, you know, how I rap for Joe Budden, but I may at least be like, yeah, he tripping now, but you know I rap for Joe. So the same thing with Eminem. You're right. He over-raps. He always over-rapped. We grew up and started noticing new rappers, new flows, new patterns, new all of that. And Eminem still raps like Eminem. And I think that's the problem. Because the way he rapped now is how he always rapped. Somebody like me, I can appreciate that. And yes, new subjects and he might do new stuff. But when he stretching so far for his metaphors, and his wordplay, as good as it is and all of that, I can't think of it now, but in the Music to be Murdered By, he had something he was doing in the party song he had. It was something with the girl and the address or something in Cleveland, Ohio or whatever. But it was some dope wordplay in there, but I'm also in my head like, I see why people don't like this because he's stretching so much. And then if you go back to the old stuff, it's the same thing. But we loved it back then because it was unseen and it was dope.
I don't think it was the same thing. I ain't heard of Slim Shady, Brain Dead like Jim Brady. I'm an M80. You little like that, Kim. He don't even rap in them cadences.
Did you hear like the track? I don't know, not the track, but the album with the song with Luke, Joyner Lucas on there?
Yep.
That one, like that song with Joyner.
A part of it, he was rapping like in his Eminem bag.
The song with Royce, he rapped like that. And I think that when people bring it out of him, he rapped like that. But when he doing his thing, it's the same formula. Like, I could tell you the Eminem album, if he sticks to the same formula, find some. If it's not Rihanna or somebody, or Billie Eilish, we might get a Billie Eilish this time. But, like, he's going to find a pop singer, the female pop singer from overseas or here, to make the traumatic song or whatever you call it. I don't remember because I always skip that song. I want to hear Eminem rap, so I don't hear the emotional stuff. And then towards the end, he going to get to maybe some wow song that should have been left off, then the posse song, then the closing song. He going to have the Dre stuff up top with the intro. He has the same formula each album. And I think the one that he didn't was the one, I don't know why I can't think of it, but the Joyner Lucas feature one. Because that was fire to me. I did like that with the Beastie Boys
But he always cover. It's the thing.
Replica. Like cover I said, or whatever.
We're searching for stuff to like.
Is that for real, Tom? Is Ed Sheeran and Billie Eilish on the new one? If I called
Ed
that
Ed Sheeran
for,
definitely on there.
That for real, then that's crazy. Cause I'm like, he's gonna have the pop song.
Yeah, you at the point now where you in that Jay-Z area. Like, when you come out, you can do whatever you want to do. You can give the fans what they want, bro. We want, like, an old-school Eminem album. We don't want to hear you go... We don't... Bro, we can hear you get the Eminem flow. Like, I don't think he's always over-rapped. I think M had a song or two where he had over-rapped. But I don't think... Bro, you got to focus on the podcast, Craig.
I'm focusing on you. I'm listening. But no. I haven't been listening.
You got to get to a point to where you understand, like, we know you can rap, and we know you can rap a million words, and, like, we know you can do that, bro. Can you give us just a good flow with some bars we can all understand and sing with? That's dope. That's all we really want.
And that's why I'm excited for this album, because you're right. We know he had that. We know what you're going to do. We know you could do that over and over and over in your sleep. It's cool. That's why I think this album going to be dope, because if he coming with a concept like this, he got to probably talk... What if he give us what his mind state was when he was being Slim Shady, why he thought he had to create that part, him growing from being this person that this, being the person that was on drugs at that time, and in a better way, because I'm sure he probably tried to do that or thought that he was doing that with Relapse, probably thought or tried to do something deeper with Revival. But maybe this time he can be in a better space to really execute that the right way. So, and then it's he one of them, so I'm going to always give him the chance to. But that's what if he get into that bag where he reflecting on a Slim Shady?
Then he would create a great project.
That's what I'm saying.
And I want you to say it in the cadence that I can understand. Like, I'm tired of being white trash, broken, always poor. I'm tired of taking pop bottles back to the party store. Like, I want to get you back into that bag. I don't want to have to sit there and listen all intently to your bars to catch you rapping 20 words in two bars, bro. If I had $1 million, I buy a brewery and turn the planet into alcohol. Like, I want to sing along with it, bro. I don't want to have to be like, I don't want to have to do all that, bro. I want classic M. And I understand, like, everybody want to do, like, the triple time flow and all that. Like, bro, I just want to hear the rapper sometimes. Like, I just want to hear you rap. I don't want to have to, like, okay, I know you can flow. I know you can rhyme a bunch of words. I know, M, we know. I know, bro. It's like sometimes even listening to an artist, like, for example, The Baby, right? You know The Baby can give you a certain bop.
Did we talk about that freestyle or no? I'm sure we mentioned it. Cause
I had it as my verse of the week last week, but we didn't do it.
I ain't going to lie. That's what I was going to use.
Oh, look, go ahead and use it because it was fire. I got a new one this week.
That's what I was holding on to. But yeah, that he killed that. I actually listened to that remix with The Baby's version now.
Yeah,
I gotta go through Kanye's, but anyway.
But even with him, dope as The Baby is, what happened is people just got tired of his same bop, and people was like, okay, bro, what other kind of bops you got? Give us another bop. I feel like M. It's almost like M been trying to prove he can rap for so long now. You don't gotta prove this to us, M. We know you can rap, bro. Can you just give us a dope ass? Like some dope stuff, bro. I don't care how many words you rhyme. Just give it to us how we used to get it from Pause back in your main prime era.
Give it to us like you used to give it to us.
It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. That's crazy. I don't care. Pause, bro. No Diddy. But you know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's like, that, you see the new Gucci Mane song?
Of course, fire too.
Oh, man. And he said some wild, I didn't realize the wild stuff he was saying in there.
Shout out to Gucci, man.
He said, get,
shout out might to
get
Gucci.
You whack like.
Shout no out to Gucci.
It's like, whoa. It had me thinking, what did he do to Gucci? I don't think Gucci like none of them New York dudes. I think they hated on him for some reason, or he did he blocked him in some business or something. Because it ain't no reason why my favorite rapper is out here just randomly making a whole diss about. Hey, all shout
I'm,
out to
all
him.
All I'm
man.
Gonna say is
shout out to him.
If Guwap make it, it's a reason.
And who gonna say something?
And I will say when he did have this little situation going on with somebody allegedly in the streets. It was somebody that came and aided that situation with some finances, with a little record deal.
I don't got time to think about it like that, and I don't want to have a dead space. Oh.
That kind of was aiding the situation.
You doing the science. You doing the science, fam. Okay, I get it now. Now I got it. Now I see the connection. Now I see why Gucci might harbor a little bit of hesitation for this man. Okay, okay.
Just saying.
Okay, you right.
It's a possibility.
You right.
All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all for coming new. Coming new. Coming new. Pause. Coming through, tapping. Hit the like button. Put somebody young who put somebody young. It's being boy disrespect the collective. I'm your boy, Queese, a.k.a. Dash, with my mans.
Craig Smith, a.k.a. Sincere Life.
That's my boy, Tyler, behind the scenes, Radio 22, Everything 22, and we'll get at y'all later. We out of here. Dizzle.